should preface just by saying that the presentation that I did earlier, that was one analysis of the same investigation. This is an analysis that talks more about those results and the correlates of being positive for HSV type 2. Okay. The prevalence of genital herpes in the United States is around 22%. Some recent estimates suggest closer to 17% or so. HSV type 2 has traditionally been thought to be the main cause of genital herpes, although recent evidence suggests that HSV type 1 might play an increasingly important etiologic role. Regardless of whether genital herpes is caused by type 1 or type 2, it is associated with varying levels of psychosocial morbidity and certainly poses a risk of neonatal herpes should a woman contract it while pregnant. Importantly, evidence suggests a synergistic relationship between HSV and HIV, suggesting that HSV infection facilitates the transmission and the acquisition of HIV. So, type-specific HSV serologic assays, like the rapid test that we use, allow point-of-care diagnosis. Studies suggest that testing for HSV and disclosure of positive test results will reduce the transmission of HSV. But healthcare providers are sometimes reticent to test patients for HSV. And the idea is that a diagnosis of herpes in an asymptomatic patient will cause adverse psychologic sequelae. Another complication with testing is that studies say a good amount of education and counseling should be provided surrounding testing, and sometimes that takes up more time than is typically allotted between a patient and a provider. So, to better guide testing efforts for genital herpes, or specifically HSV type 2, we sought to identify correlates of positive HSV type 2 results among STD clinic patients. So this analysis, unlike the one I presented earlier, is limited to patients who are attending the STD clinic. We used a convenience sample. The eligibility criteria, which I covered earlier, I'll go over again. Having never been previously diagnosed with HSV type 2 before, being able to speak English as we administered our surveys in English, and being sexually active within the past 3 months. This is an STD clinic with population that's located in the southern United States. As STD patients completed their visit with the clinician, we approached them and asked them if they were interested in participating in the research study. And then the research assistant proceeded with consent and study procedures. All procedures were approved by the University of Kentucky IRB. Had about a 97% participation rate. Okay, this is a cross-sectional analysis. Participants completed a self-administered questionnaire, including sexual behavior measures, a five-item version of the herpes-related quality of life scale, which achieved inter-item reliability at 0.83. Additionally, we tested the participants with an HSV type 2 rapid test, the SureView test by Fisher Scientific, which I think is previously known as the POT kit. I know some of this is a bit repetitive from later, but the results are not. Okay. We assessed variables for normality, split those at the median, which were not normal. All analysis was done using SPSS version 14, chi-square and logistic regression, chi-square for bivariate associations and logistic regression, which determine variables significant at the multivariate level. Significance was defined at alpha equals 0.05. Okay, results. Almost 40% of our sample tested positive for HSV type 2. Of the total sample, although I didn't list it right here, about 30% currently suspected having an HSV type 2 infection. The mean age was 31.7 years, median 27. About half male and about half female. 70% identified as African American, 35% as Caucasian. About a quarter reported currently experiencing symptoms for HSV type 2. or excuse me, I should say for genital herpes in that case. 91% had recently, that is within the last 3 months, had sex with a steady partner, and 48% had sex with a non-steady partner. Okay, these and following graphs show bivariate associations between potential correlates and having the positive HSV type 2 test result. Being of African American race meant that you are more likely to test positive for HSV type 2 among our sample. Being of female gender also meant that you are more likely to test positive for HSV type 2. Skip that one for the moment. And currently experiencing genital herpes symptoms meant you were more likely to test positive. Then go back up here to the perception of genital herpes. This was measured by the herpes-related quality of life scale. Interestingly, those who were more likely to test positive for HSV type 2 had a less negative perception as measured by this quality of life scale. Okay. We had a few variables that did not, well, we had a number of variables that did not reach significance, but I put these four up here because these are typical measures of sexual behaviors, and these did not reach significance at the bivariate level. Frequency of sex, number of partners, condom use, or sex avoidance because one was concerned about having an STD. Okay, at the multivariate level, we had four that, three variables that retained significance. We excluded self-reported symptoms from the model because we were concerned about informing intervention or informing educational efforts, and so we were more looking at demographic or behavioral characteristics. There is considerable research that's already been done that's showing that having genital herpes symptoms, people who have genital herpes symptoms are more likely to test positive for genital herpes. So we excluded this variable from our model. And we found then that being of African-American race meant that you were almost twice as likely to test positive for HSV type 2. Also being female, one was almost twice as likely to test positive. And having a less negative perception of genital herpes meant that you were almost twice as likely to test positive for HSV type 2. Okay, wait. Skip just a bit through my notes here so I don't forget. Okay, so in this study of STD clinic attendees not previously diagnosed with HSV type 2, we found that minorities, specifically African Americans and women, were two groups at risk for HSV type 2. Among minorities, this could be a reflection of limited access to care, of differing socioeconomic status, and of higher prevalence of disease in this population. Among women, this could be due to male-to-female transmissions being more likely than female-to-male transmissions. And our findings pertaining to gender and race within the STD clinic population are similar to two other studies, one by Fleming et al., who identified changes in HSV seroprevalence over a 30-year period and identified these two populations at, as those with the highest prevalence. And one, another by Fife et al., who identified correlates of HSV type 2 among people who'd never had a history of genital herpes. And he did that at various clinic sites, but also found African Americans and women to be at increased risk. The finding that people had less negative perceptions towards genital herpes was interesting. It's possible that people who experienced less negative feelings about herpes might be less fearful of contracting the infection and therefore might engage in less protective sexual behaviors. This study concluded in September, so we now have a longitudinal data set and are looking at a mediation analysis to look at how the perceptions are impacted over time and with possible mediators like symptoms, suspicion of infection, etc. Okay, this study is, of course, not without limitations. This is cross-sectional design, a convenient sample. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we can't infer any kind of causal relationship and are somewhat limited in our generalizability to other populations. Again, we use self-reported sensitive behaviors, which may be subject to recall bias or to concealment. We use a truncated version of the herpes-related quality of life scale. This is actually a 20-item scale. We use a truncated version to decrease respondent burden, as our survey was a few pages long. And it may have offered us more information to have used the larger scale version. There's also, again, the possible sample bias when participants who enrolled in the study enrolled with the knowledge that they would be tested for HSV type 2. And then finally, we did not assess HSV type 1, which, as I mentioned in the beginning, is shown to be an increasingly important role in genital herpes. Okay, in regards to implications for public health practice, the rising prevalence of HSV type 2 in the U.S. is an important public health issue among African Americans and women because they are already disproportionately affected by HIV. And we know that recent evidence has said that HSV can be a cofactor in the acquisition and transmission of HSV, of HIV. Sorry about that. It's up there correctly. So anyway, this is really a call to action for understanding the relationship and understanding the prevalence in both those populations. Finally, further investigation is needed to gain better understanding of people's fears and perceptions surrounding herpes and possibly surrounding other STDs. Specifically, research could determine how less negative feelings may impact the practice of engaging in protective sexual behaviors. Final two conclusions, African Americans and women are at increased risk, and these findings may guide HSV type 2 screening and testing efforts, along with educational campaigns. I didn't earlier, but I want to definitely thank the director of the clinic site, which allowed us to do the project. Thank you.